Are we okay? All right, call to order, in roll call, Jim Patrick, here. Bill Brannigan?
Here.
Bob Berman?
Here.
Jim Hasselman?
Here.
Gary East?
Here.
Gralio Escobar? And John Updike?
Here.
Approval of the, joint city council and planning commission work session meeting minutes of November 14th and approval of the planning commission regular session meeting minutes of November 14th.
This was a joint effort. I took a look at the work session meetings. It was one minor little thing, punctuation that I sent to Sherry.
I have a correction. It's not the Elks parking lot. It's their parking lot lines never got painted. They were supposed to reconfigure the parking lot lines on the pavement. There's a parking lot there.
Yeah.
They were supposed to put new lines on it.
Markings.
They did like 5 years later.
Ah.
Is when it finally actually, the line actually showed up, but I used to walk a lot and walk by there and look at it every time. Okay.
Yeah.
Not here yet. All right, that said, any other corrections?
Yeah, the only other thing I noticed is a occasional reality instead of realty when referencing the realty one item. I'm sure it's just a spell thing that auto corrects, drives me crazy as well. Otherwise I'd move for approval.
I did submit one correction also. I think you all got copies of it.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bill.
And we did have a motion, didn't we, to approve? Or no, we don't yet.
We didn't put a motion.
Somebody make a motion to approve then with corrections?
Yeah, I moved approval.
Okay.
As amended by Bill and Bob.
Second?
I'll second.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Anyone wishing to address the commission about anything not on the agenda tonight? Okay. Action items, we have file number 3-CUP-22, a final order and findings of fact approving a conditional use permit to do an interior remodel of historical building, the Ernest Block Home. Anyone care to make a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries. And then we need a...
Jim, real quick, I see it was our inartful way of listing it as the title, but just so it's clear in the record, there were two exterior additions to the Ernest Block House as well that were approved as part of that final order and findings.
Yeah. I didn't catch that either. It's just so corrected. 4B, initiate a legislative amendment process for camping-related land use amendments.
I move that we initiate a legislative amendment process for changing the camping-related land uses.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oh, Bob, I didn't hear you.
Aye. I was muted.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. All right, public hearings. We're going to be doing a continuation of file number 2-CUP-22-A. Appeal of a denial to allow a real estate office in a C2 zone district, and I have to read this. This public hearing is being conducted by utilizing the Zoom video conference platform. If we get started, I'd like to provide staff a moment to identify individuals participating virtually. I'd also like to cover a few ground rules. The only one we have participating virtually we have two. Okay. And you know who they are? I know who Bob is. But.
Yes, Bob Berman and Zachary DeBlow okay. is on there as well for the applicant.
Okay. Individuals wishing to speak may raise their hand proper or use the raise hand feature will be found by clicking on the participant's button at the bottom of the computer, the raise hands button on the bottom of the smartphone, or by dialing 9 on the landline. I'll call up the order of testimony in case where multiple hands are raised. Please keep your microphone muted unless you're speaking. Press 6 to mute and unmute in the landline. Persons participating by video or phone, the city can make a shared screen feature available for those who wish to make a presentation. Information shared with the Planning Commission in this manner is a part of the record, and a copy of the materials will need to be provided to staff. For those persons who have elected to attend the hearing in person, a computer has been set up that they may provide testimony using the video conference platform. And I have to read this statement here. The statement applies to all quasi-judicial and land use legislative use hearings on the agenda. All testimony and evidence presented towards requests being heard must be directed towards the applicable criteria in the Newport Comprehensive Plan, the Newport Municipal Code, or other land use regulation or standards which the speaker believes to apply to the decision. Failure by anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Planning Commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue will preclude an appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, based on that issue. An issue which may be the basis for appeal to LUBA shall be raised not later than the close of record at the following this evidentiary hearing. Such issues shall be raised and accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the city's decision makers and the parties an adequate opportunity to respond to each issue. Failure that an applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes the damage for actions action for damages in circuit court. Prior to the conclusion of a hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence, arguments, or testimony regarding the application. If such requests have been made, then the hearing will be continued to a date certain and a schedule set for submittal of additional testimony, a period for parties to respond to the new testimony, and a period whereby the applicant provide a final argument. At this time, I'd like to ask the Planning Commission disclosing the actual potential conflict of interest, bias, ex parte contacts, or site visits. None. If anyone present has an objection to the participation of any Planning Commission member or the Commission as a whole, please raise that objection now. The Planning Commission may, at the request of a participant or its own accord, continue the hearing to a date certain, provide the opportunity for persons to present and rebut new evidence, arguments, and testimony related to the applicable criteria. Hearing will proceed in the following order: staff report, applicant's testimony, persons in favor, persons opposed, applicant's rebuttal, record closes for public testimony, Planning Commission deliberation, questions, and verbal decision. A final order and findings will provide for consideration at the next meeting. Staff report.
Got a lot out there in that last breath there, Chair. So. Derek Tokos, Community Development Director. Contrary to how it was portrayed in the paper, this appeal has not been decided yet. It was not decided at the last meeting. The Planning Commission took public testimony, and ultimately the six members ended up on a 3-3 vote and ultimately elected to continue the public hearing to this date to provide the additional Planning Commission member, Jim Hanselman, an opportunity to review the materials and participate in the hearing, and ideally we don't land on a 3-3 tie today. Again, the appeal that we have before us involves a property at 316 Northwest Coast Street, K&B Investments LLC, Realty One Group at the Beach. I do want to take a moment to acknowledge new testimony that came in since the last hearing. There were only two items, both of which were forwarded to the Planning Commission earlier today. One was from the owner, Ty Hillebrand, and the other was from the Mr. Hillebrand's attorney, Zachary Dablo. I trust the commission members had a chance to review these before the meeting. The standard at issue here, this is a conditional use permit, and there's only really one standard that was in play here that led to denial at staff level. And that's a standard under 14.34050B. It requires that for conditional uses that the application comply with the provisions of the underlying zone. In this case, it's a C2 zone. As I noted at the last hearing, the intent of the C2 zone is to provide for tourist needs as well as for entertainment needs of permanent residents. In 2011, as part of a code restructure, the Planning Commission consciously elected to take personal service uses, which, real estate officers are part of that personal service use category, and make them conditional out of a recognition that there's a finite amount of real estate in the tourist commercial zone. in the Nye Beach area, and that steps need to be taken to make sure that that's available for uses that are going to be attractive to folks that are visiting Nye Beach. So typically your retail service, your entertainment oriented type uses, which are not subject to conditional use review. Whereas personal service uses, many of those can occur anywhere in the city and they don't necessarily need to be in the Nye Beach area. So that's really kind of the defining factor there. The staff decision did not find that that bar had been met with this application. The business plan does not show a need to be in the Nye Beach. Really, one of the beaches had an office in the city center area since 2019. It's more of a convenience than a business need to be in there, and that was a distinction made in the staff decision. The art gallery that they're including in their business, the events that they're holding, and this, our staff view was that's more ancillary. It's not the principal use of the property, and we were looking at the principal use of the property, which is a real estate office. This is distinguishable in our view from the Seashore, which was the Seashore Realty decision that was made in 2018. Seashore, much smaller operation, one individual, did not have a previous footprint in the city, and their business plan was really drafted to be marketing in this area, and so it was really kind of core to what they're about. Realty One has 14, 15 realtors providing, residential and commercial brokerage services to a wide range of clients. So it's a little bit different, both in scale and breadth of services that they're operating. And that's a reasonable distinction to make. The applicant or the appellant in this case, view that and has conveyed to you, and I suspect that they will further convey to you, that the art gallery and the events that they're offering in concurrent with their business is enough to meet the bar. The bar is that in the C2 to provide for tourist needs as well as for the entertainment needs of permanent residents, and they feel that they've met that. They also believe that the prior staff decision that they're not all that different than Seashore Realty, and further that real estate businesses are inherently compatible, which is a direction you can go. You could say categorically real estate, as opposed to some other personal service uses, are categorically appropriate in a C2 to tourist commercial area, and that's a direction that they've argued you should go because of real estate businesses showcasing and promoting properties to non-residents. That's the argument they make. My ask of you really is that you be very clear in what rationale you're using to find that either the staff decision was appropriate or that you want to go a different direction so that I can prepare appropriate findings and final order that reflect the actual decision that you make. So as you deliberate, I would very much appreciate that you'd be very clear about what reasoning you have behind why you're making the decision or voting the way you are voting. As for imposing conditions of approval, I know that question had come up at the last meeting. I want to be pretty clear, they must hold 10 events in a year. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't believe that that's something that would be terribly enforceable. I think we have to take them on their word that they would be doing what they're doing. Our code enforcement folks have a lot of things on their plate, and this is a little bit outside the arena of what they normally would be enforcing, and so I think it would be very difficult in that regard for them to stay on top of something like that. So I think it's a little bit more of a trust issue. Certainly if an issue is raised that anybody is acting in a manner that's inconsistent with the land use decision, the city responds on a complaint basis. So I think that's where we would land on that. That's all I had. Just wanted to kind of cover the ground I thought we'd covered, and that's the extent of the staff report.
Questions for Derek? No questions, Bob? Okay. All right, applicant's testimony. Would you like to come forward? Okay, Zachary?
Good Good evening, commissioners, and Derek, thank you for having us here today.
Is there a way to elevate his, the volume?
I have it as, up as high as I can, so.
I'll see if I can do something on my end. Is that any better?
A little.
In the words of Scotty from Star Trek, I'm giving him all she got there, Captain. Anything better?
It'll have to do.
Just raise your voice.
Commissioners, thank you for having us back. I'm Zachary Davlo. I represent K&B Investments, which is the applicant here, and Realty One Group wants to have a realty office in the Nye Beach area. There are two other realty offices in the Nye Beach area. One was grandfathered in before this special zoning, so they're not really applicable to sort of comparing for this application review. The other one, the conditional use granted to Seashore, does play a little more fervently in this applicant's argument. In that instance, staff did approve using concepts that a broader definition of tourism encompasses the idea of exploring and investing in real estate, either as a second or beach property or otherwise, did serve tourists and residents in that application. So part of our argument here is that before you get to the specifics that have an entertainment component that is consistent across all of Realty One's businesses, and my client did put in some additional information for the committee for that today, give you an idea of events that are going on at all of our locations, not just the ones that are targeted in Nye Beach. Before we get to those extra things, we have what we would submit to you respectfully is the same business plan idea to target tourists and provide education to them about the area and use that as a means for supporting this office. And there has been testimony in the record about a previous location. My clients put in some discussion about, you know, how things are going at that location for the commission's review. But above and beyond that, I make the further point that it seems a rather perverse set of incentives that had my client just come in and said, I'm going to wait for Nye Beach and then evaluate and try to serve this community only on those specific terms. They would have less of an argument against their siting in this location than if they sort of pulled up their bootstraps, jumped into the community, and started trying to do what they could with the location that was available to them. Because that's what actually happened here. So wanting to move to the ideal location to match up to the business plan as it was conceptualized should not act as a punishment, if you will. And I don't think it's that, but nevertheless, it has this component of saying, well, they've already got something somewhere else, so why do they need something in Nye Beach? Well, had they not done that, we wouldn't be talking about that. We'd be talking about whether or not this meets the conditional use criteria compared to Seashore, right? Because Seashore did meet the conditional use criteria. So the idea that we're offering tourist-directed real estate services as Seashore does, but also adding an entertainment component that has sort of tangibly demonstrated rollouts in other locations, in our mind, shows that we are meeting the specific conditional use factors here of providing services to the permanent residents and tourists that are, you know, aligned with the zone district. And finally, I would just leave you with the notion that zone restrictions and conditional uses are certainly necessary, certainly within the purview of the commission, and certainly useful for the commission's ability to craft the new port that they want to see. But it doesn't happen in a vacuum, and some of the context for this is going to be competition, projecting out what an additional realty location there might do for the existing services to tourists. So, what I would say is if there's some concern of saturation of the market will take care of that. That said, some friendly competition here is the best way the commission can lay out a plan to better serve the tourist needs of the district. And that's why we would urge you to approve this conditional use permit.
Okay, any questions for Zachary? All right, any other proponents' testimony?
Hello, I'm Ty Hildebrand, owner of Realty One Group at the beach. And I guess with all the, I think things sort of got sideways last time a little bit when we left the whole reason that we were wanted to be there was we saw, you know, Seashore and Guild Mortgage is there, which is a mortgage company, which I don't quite know what their process was, if they had any, I don't know when they opened up, but so there's two real estate offices that have been given the green light, and then we just would like the same opportunity. I feel like, you know, we have brokers that are in the office and we're there, you know, try to be there 7 days a week, and I don't know. I think we can add a lot to the community and to Nye Beach and the tourists. We sell homes to tourists, and our current location is not ideal at all. It was all we could find at the time, and now we're dealing with a pretty bad homeless issue, and we have to lock our doors when we have agents inside, and it's not really where we want to be. And Nye Beach was it from the beginning, but there was no space at the time.
Can you find another location? Excuse me, I'm speaking out of turn. I apologize.
Well, if Ty was done,
I mean, we'll be on to continue questions. His testimony, and I don't, you know, and I interrupt him, and I should have waited for you to authorize my question. Excuse me.
Well, we don't actually run like that, but hey. If you're done, he can ask
you.
A
go
question.
For it, yes. What was the question?
Well, my question was, are there other locations in the city? You've been at your location since May of 2019, so that's 3.5 years, and you say it's not an ideal location. I think right. There was some supplemental evidence that you submitted since the last time we gathered
yep.
here, and you talked about the location. You said there's a homeless population, mm-hmm. which creates an issue for you on Lee Street. So my first question is, have you looked anywhere else in Newport?
No. I mean, when we first decided to open the office in Newport, it was going to be in Nye Beach, but that was our goal. We met a group of 10 brokers at the time that wanted us to open an office in Newport, and they all came on board, and that's sort of where we wanted to go, was Nye Beach. We'd actually written a letter of intent on the other corner of where we're at now, but they didn't take ours. So, but yeah, that's where we wanted to be.
Some of the information that you provided in the latest packet talked about art galleries and open houses. And how many of you of community type activities have you sponsored or had at the at the current location since May of 2019?
Well, anyone?
Five or six.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've done, like right now we're doing the Toys for Tots, and we've done pizza pickup parties there for clients, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's a different location. It's like, I mean, if you're over there, we've had a fire in our front stoop area with two homeless people. And I mean, it's not great.
Any more questions for Ty? Thank you. Any other proponents?
Do we know when Guild Mortgage went in? Does anybody know that information?
No, I was going to ask Derek that question eventually, but.
Yeah, about the same time Seashore did.
Oh, okay.
Or shortly before, I don't recall. But same approximate time frame.
And they didn't have any issues?
Well, I don't ever remember it coming before the Planning Commission, so.
No, that's what I was going to say. We didn't do a conditional use on that one, no. So why not?
Well, a conditional use permit was done on that. It was approved. I don't have a copy of it in front of me. I can't read through all of the findings.
Okay.
It is a mortgage brokerage. It is not a real estate company, so they're slightly different, but it was approved.
Okay. That would have been a ministerial approval?
Staff level, correct. It was not appealed.
Right.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Any other proponents wish to testify?
I'm Cece Kelly, and I am a real estate broker licensed in both Oregon and California for 30 years. And I've been here for 16 years, great years. And I believe that our profession is one that, unlike the article that was in the newspaper, that people do stop in without an appointment. People feel warm and welcome to come into the office, whether it's because they're looking for someone else's business or they want a map or they can't find a friend. But and a lot of times they turn into clients. And I've had it happen over and over again in my 30 years. Another thing I want to mention is that Realty One's dream was squashed by the COVID. So for when you're saying, you know, only five or six events since we've been there, a lot of those events had to be delayed because of COVID, and we all know the effects of COVID. As a matter of fact, our office is probably a very, very good example of what has happened since COVID, and our industry was impacted tremendously by it. And I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate this opportunity that you're allowing us to continue this, because we really want to be there. We really want to show you what we've got and be open and like we have. But right now, the way things are, we have to have the doors locked all day long if it's just a female staff that are in the building. It's been required that we lock the doors because of certain incidences, and they continue to happen, and it's scary. So thank you very much for your time.
Before you go, could we get a mailing address
for the record? Yes, sir.
Your mailing address for the record?
Pardon me?
We need your mailing address for the record.
3429 Northeast Avery Street, Newport.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Could you repeat your name? I didn't catch it.
It's C-E-C-E Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for Cece? All right, thank you. Any other proponents?
Ms. Kelly, you've been in Newport, you know, for 16 years.
That's correct.
You know, I've met you before.
Yes, sir.
In the past. Has your company looked at other locations in Newport? Is there space available to C-Town? Did you talk to Mrs. Grimstad up the street at 530 Northwest 3rd, which is like three blocks off of Coast Street? Have you looked at other locations rather than this specific condo in Nye Beach?
I believe that that Mr. Hildebrand answered that question for you, Braulio, but thank you for asking it again. I think that I am not part of the staff that looks for locations. They have a different, you know, department for that. And I know that he had his heart set on Nye Beach from the beginning. However, at the time that they instituted the company, it just wasn't available. So I'm certain that he's been looking, though.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Any other proponents? Okay. Any opponents? All right. No opponents. And I assume you'll waive your right to rebuttal? Okay. All right. We'll close the hearing and start deliberations with Braulio.
This is difficult. You know, the when they injected the issue of safety of their staff and homeless folks lingering outside the building or potentials for fires, that cast a new light on this, you know. And I'm sympathetic, but when I, and you know, these are hardworking folks, and it's this is a difficult decision. Because you've got that strip there in Nye Beach, which is supposed to be, you know, tourist related. And we know that there was the jewelry shop that was at the same location that these folks want to be in, and they were successful, but they had some kind of personal conflict with some of the other tenants, and they've relocated. So we know it can support a tourist type industry or business. I just fail to see how there was really a compelling argument that your business is such that it would fail unless it was in a tourist-related area, given that you've had 3.5 years of keeping the doors open during very difficult times. You know, the COVID situation that Ms. Kelly just referenced, you know, those were tough times. I didn't hear any testimony that there had been an effort to locate anywhere else, and so to be fair, I haven't heard anything tonight from these good and kind people that would cause me to change my vote from last time.
You're up.
No, you're not going last.
You weren't here.
I hid last time.
No.
Can I suggest that maybe the other commissioners, the ones that were here last time, go through their rationale for Jim and then have him chime in at the end, because it looks like he's going to be the key decision maker here.
We could do that.
Not necessarily.
Bill?
Oh, me. This is a tough one. The Newport Code 14.03.040, you know, when that was adopted, it was very clear with personal service what personal service oriented meant. And then going through here, you know, we have canning, tax preparers, accountants, architects, animal grooming, and it's pretty clear that it says real estate in there. Now, I would tend to agree that if I was owned a real estate firm, and I bought many houses and sold many houses in my life, I understand why you want to be located there. There's a certain amount of walk-in that comes in. And, you know, Bayfront would be a good place, too. We'd probably have the same conversation down there. And, you know, and I go up to Depot Bay, and I could walk around and visit, real estate companies. So I can understand why, I guess. And I understand that we did have, I'd like to know more about the financial company that moved in there. But once we start, you know, do we need to go in and change 14.03.04 and redline real estate agents out of there? Because as we, you know, if we grant it, which I understand, and we can do that, we do set some form of precedent. And so I affirm my decision of last time, which was to deny it.
Bob?
Yeah, I actually feel even more strongly than I did last time that we should override. The document that came in, I believe from Zachary this afternoon, was a really good summary. I tend to discount the fact that they've been in that other location because we'd have exactly the same situation if they were coming to town for the first time. And Nye Beach is a very desirable place. But my bottom line is that for fairness and consistency, we did approve Roland's operation, and he presented nothing in terms of attracting tourists other than some physical design aspects of his shop. And I think the outreach to the public with the art gallery the other activities makes it a good fit. And I don't think we should be in the business of picking winners and losers. And so I'm going to, again, vote to overturn the director's decision.
Gary?
And I agree with Bob that facility down there, is especially considering the safety issues with their current location, they are going to be adding some entertainment value in there. So there is going to be some other services just besides real estate that I think would be fit Nye Beach. So I'm going to agree with Bob, and I think we should overturn the decision and grant your application.
John?
What they said, the last two speakers, yes. My position hasn't changed either, and I think the information provided earlier today was compelling, and particularly their difficulties that they're experiencing at their current location. Although I really do believe that's sort of a non-starter, because as was stated, if they hadn't been in a current position and this was going to be their first position, we'd still be having this discussion. So and I think there is a consistency issue. If we have a staff approval of two, well, of one real estate agency and one, I guess, would be the financial services out of the same category, and then you have in this instance an applicant who's wants to add more than just real estate and try to activate the space, which is what we want. That's all a pretty compelling package for me, Mr. Chair.
Well, I was on the fence. I'll have to admit, the lawyer's last statement made some really good points, mainly about the number. And then I didn't know about the guild mortgage thing until tonight. So that gives it even more ability, I mean, to change my vote about that. To Braulio's part, a thing about choosing to go look for a different location, that's not our decision. That's a business decision of theirs, you know, and whether or not we think their business model works or not, that's not our decision either. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, speculate on whether or not it's a good idea to have a real estate company in Nye Beach. I'm kind of leaning towards the fact that if we do decide to approve this, that we go in and we strike the real estate thing out of there. Because this is not the only one. We also had Brody trying to go down on the bayfront. Same thing. So we've had another real estate company trying to, it's tourist commercial, same thing. And in a building that didn't, you know, really work for much else than a marijuana shop. So if we're going to do something like that, then we need to make the nexus, I think, between tourism and the service provided that it has some sort of tie to it, which would open us up to later on, maybe somebody wants to put in a pet grooming shop and say, it's for the people that are coming here with their pets. You know, I'm trying to take the long-term view of this. If we're going to do this, then that's what it opens up. So just be aware. But I think that's a better thing to hang our hat on than, okay, we've got three, so we're going to have, or, you know, we got two, we got three, actually. I consider mortgage services in the same category as real estate services. Now we'll have four. And that's kind of where I'm sitting at right now. So, Jim?
I did miss personally attending the last meeting on the 14th. I did, however, watch a portion of it that evening, and then a day or two later, after Derek contacted me and indicated that the hearing would be reopened, I listened to it for a second time. And I read all of the minutes to make sure I was hearing things correctly on the video audio feed. Several things keep rattling around in my head. One was the concept of new business strategies. And a commissioner indicated that in a previous location, they had let new combinations of businesses try their hands in zones that they may not have been permitted in. And that's fine. That's what that particular community chose to do. But I keep getting stuck on what happened in 2011 when the policymakers and the community decided to draw pretty specific definitions for what could exist and what should not exist. The fact that one real estate business was grandfathered, I certainly can understand that. I'm not certain I understand the inclusion of the realty shop from 2018. I'm certain I would not have agreed with that at the time. But here we are in 2022, and a business which day to day, hour to hour, is a realty shop. It's not a showcase for wineries. It's not a showcase for local artists. It's a realty shop. And those are prohibited in the original 2011 reorganization. It's what the people in Nye Beach wanted. It's what policymakers were able to agree to. It does make it difficult that we do have realty offices in Nye Beach. But I think that if we want more realty offices there, then we need to go back and change the rules and make them acceptable there. I don't think we should try to dance around and find a way to shoehorn a business in. I think it is much better to work to change the rules and come back at it another time. I'm also somewhat, and I don't know if this should be part of my thinking, but one wonders if the plaintiff really did due diligence. He's a realtor. Location, location, location goes right along with zoning, zoning, zoning. And why someone would purchase an office without first seeing that their business plan would fit directly, I'm sorry, that is a mistake on the plaintiff. That should never, I mean, yes, you're welcome to try. And you have. But that doesn't make it right. My thinking goes even further, saying, well, I'm glad he's a realtor. He knows how to. He'll be able to sell the building.
and he'll make a commission on it too. So it won't be a total loss. But I do think that I am held to the standard that was established in 2011. That's what my job is here to do. Not, by gosh and by golly, try to find a way to make it fit. So that being the case, Mr. Hildebrand, I'm sorry, but I would say no. I would support the staff decision at this point.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I know. Nice job, Jim. You handed it back to me.
Well, you're the chair.
Uh-huh. You know, I agree with both sides. I get, because it's in, I mean, it's real estate, it's in there, but we did decide to do it to somebody else.
I did not decide to do that.
Yeah.
I was not part of that decision.
I think it was a unanimous decision, if I remember correctly. I don't think anybody.
I don't even remember that decision. I remember them wanting a TV screen.
I remember that.
I remember that, but I do not remember the.
But I do take your point about we either go back and fix this thing right.
Yes.
If we are going back to fix that right, would that change anybody's vote?
If we go back, we need to take a look at all the personal service oriented. And reading through here, we should have just strike out real estate. There's other stuff in there. You said one of it. There's a lot of people that bring dogs into this city that would like dog grooming.
Yeah.
You know.
I know, it gets down to what you want in your tourist commercial. And that's where, that's the other spot of high center on. So it's like, you know.
I tend to agree.
Wait, anybody got arguments from the other side?
That's why you get the big bucks.
That and a dollar will get him a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
More than a buck.
$3.50.
Well, can I go ahead and make the motion then?
Sure.
I move that we vote to override the staff decision and approve the conditional use permit.
I will second that.
Okay. And then, Bob, you want to state your rationale for that? Because, like, Derek asked for...
I thought, just real quick, you're all welcome to do that. I was writing notes down as you each shared your thoughts through deliberation.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the precedent was set, and in an effort to not second guess business people and their business plans, I'm going to vote. Oh, well, we haven't called the vote. We haven't even got a second yet.
No, you have a second.
You have a second.
Oh, okay, then.
We're in discussion, so go ahead.
Okay.
I thought we were voting.
Well, there's a motion on the floor. Yeah. We have discussion. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, I think the issue of going back and looking at the personal services category is probably a good one, but that's not what we have in front of us today. What we have in front of us today is this request to open a real estate office in an area where we have previously approved the opening of a real estate office. And that these people with their business plan have actually made an effort to conform to the whole tourist commercial, some entertainment value. I can't see in good conscience telling them to go away because we already have a different office there or two.
Well, I think I'm coming down on your side of the issue. So even though I was the other way last time, but... The argument against, that's where I'm high centering on, is we've already got three. I think we have a good argument to, we need to go back and look at that stuff and tie stuff to tourist commercial that actually works down there. And I don't particularly want an empty spot sitting down there. We don't need Night Beach to turn into downtown. And, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at, you know. And I think that's what we thought, because we were having a problem in that one building there, keeping businesses in it. the one that the Guild Mortgage and the other real estate company went into, which was part of also the reason why we had let it go through at that time, because didn't have the businesses that were down there. So anyway, anybody have any other words before I call the vote?
I would just, you know, I think the original intent back in 2011 was to, the applicant had to demonstrate that their business model was reliant upon being located in a tourist commercial area. And I appreciate that there's other real estate offices there, but I don't think this applicant has shown that they have to be there in order to be successful. And so I'm telegraphing what my vote will be, and I'll wait for you to call the question.
All right. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Nay?
Nay.
Nay.
That's 4-3. And make a note that we come back and we need to.
Right, we can talk about that on the work set, program, about putting in some work on that. That probably wouldn't just apply to Nye Beach, but also the Bayfront, oh, yeah, other tourist-oriented areas.
Yeah,
happy to do that. So what I'll do is I'll bring a set of findings and a final order consistent with what this vote was and my best understanding of what the findings are that go along with that for your consideration and approval in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Any new business, unfinished business, or director's comments?
I did include an updated work program, I believe, in your packet. Don't recall exactly.
It's in the work session packet.
Yeah, work session.
Sorry. Well, I'll pick it up under director's packet. Comments.
The work session. Last page of the work session packet.
Yeah. I don't want to take a whole lot of your time, but we did receive the application for the annexation. South Beach Church, it's a property up in the Wilder area, and so we're going to get that noticed. I'll be bringing that forward for your January 9th meeting. I've got a conditional use permit coming in any day now from Toyota of Newport. That'll probably hit the January 23rd meeting, so we'll try to get that worked in there. I just had a meeting with the county DLCD and Boston Timber Opportunities, the 40-acre UGB land swap. The county wasn't satisfied with the land area that was being swapped out and how that was being handled, and so it was retooled. And since now what is in front of the county looks different than what you guys reviewed and our council reviewed, they don't want to handle it. They wanted to come back to us. So I reluctantly said, okay, we're willing to do this, provided you, county, go on record this time before our council ultimately approves anything, that you're comfortable with this and that there's not some new argument that's going to come out once this gets over to the county, and that you're going to handle it in a timely manner. It's been languishing over there for almost 2 years. Boston Timber Opportunities is willing to continue work on this. We do have a third party, Terry Lettenmeyer and his wife. That's the property that's coming out of the UGB. They appear to be on board with the new concept, so it'll be coming in as a new application, and we'll get it scheduled once we have the application in. So I just want to give you an update on that as well.
Do you know what the grief was that the commissioners had?
It never made it to the Board of Commissioners. It never even got to the Planning Commission. The beef was the county decided was, since that was coming out of the urban growth boundary of the city, they were going to force Lettenmeyer to change the zoning that they had applied, which was an RR10, to a commercial forest or TCU, timber conservation, I guess, here is what they use, which would have been highly restrictive and would have limited what Lettenmeyer could do with the property now that it would be coming out of the urban growth boundary. And so the accommodation is, okay, if you're going to put that kind of restrictive zoning on it, if it comes out of the UGB, changing their RR10 to a timber conservation, Lettenmeyer's now only willing to do an equal land area exchange. And then has been able to convince the county to go to a 5-acre minimum instead of a 10-acre minimum and what stays within the UGB, which still gives them their investment-backed expectation for developing their property. So then the question turns to the relative value for urbanization, and the county was poking at that too, saying, hey, well, the property that you're taking out is inadequate as compared to the property that's coming in, and we'll work through that convoluted argument as it works through the city's process again. Bottom line, we've shared with the state that this is a prime example of why they need to simplify the urban growth boundary amendment rules, when especially in circumstances, and I will note this, in rare circumstances where land outside of our urban growth boundary is actually more serviceable than land that's inside our urban growth boundary. More often than not, you know, land outside the urban growth boundary is even worse off. It's even further away from our wastewater lift stations and our water pump stations and our streets. But this is one of those rare cases where it wasn't, and there should be a way to move this through, ideally in 12 months, not 4 years.
Okay. Is there, I won't be here on the 9th. I can appear via Zoom, but is there any, is there a time sensitive element to have the hearing on the South Beach Church annexation on the 9th?
There is, from their perspective, because they have to follow that up with a conditional use permit, and they ultimately have to get off of their existing property by the end of 23, and so they're trying to get annexed in through a conditional use process, then building plan review, then actual under construction. So from their perspective, they want to move it as quickly as they can because they're afraid they won't have a facility ready for occupancy by the time they have to vacate the property they're currently in.
So a 2-week delay would put their plans askew?
Well, not, I can't say that for certain. I've not talked to them about that. I just know that they're very anxious to move it forward. They've conveyed that to me quite clearly.
Anything else?
The annexation, by the way, is more, as you know, is probably not the meatier issue on that. The bigger issue where you're going to get into more details about the use would be the conditional use permit. So the annexation is more this has a comprehensive plan designation for high density residential. They can go with an R3 and R4. If they're proposing an R3, I don't see it anywhere near as significant as the conditional use permit, where you'll be looking at is the proposed church use of the property consistent with the conditional use criteria.
Did they purchase property? Is that what this is?
Mm-hmm. They purchased it.
But not where they are currently.
Where they're currently a city property.
Right, and they have to vacate. So yeah, the
current property is owned actually by the Newport Urban Renewal Agency, effectively the city. But the new property is up by Wilder.
By Wilder.
Yeah, it's not Wilder property, but it's up in that area, up off 40th, up on the hill up there.
Okay.
Are they be far away from residences so the noise issue doesn't arise?
They can jam.
Okay. Well, they turn it up.
I think they very much are looking forward to not being that close to, but they also are, I think, looking forward to being able to design a building to meet their specific needs.
Yeah.
They're, you know, when you're a tenant and you're occupying something that wasn't designed for what you're doing, that's a little bit more challenging.
Patrick designing the building?
That's right.
I think.
And Dustin is involved in that one.
We'll have to talk to Dustin about that.
That's all I had. I just wanted to run through the work program a little bit with you.
Okay. If there's anything else, we're adjourned.
We wanted to have a lot of walk-in clients up there.